Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Let's Bark About It Tampa Bay. Lori Elmer here. My co-host Nikki Knowlton and I are thrilled to share some exciting news about Urban Dog Studio. We're still in the same studios at 5663 building, but now, as owners, we've expanded into an amazing larger space. We're busy working long hours, adding all the special touches to our beautiful boutique studio. It's a lot of work, but we can't wait for you all to see it. While we're putting the finishing touches on our new studio, we thought it'd be the perfect time to bring back some of our very best early episodes. We know many of our new listeners haven't had a chance to hear these gems yet. The content is terrific and definitely worth resharing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy these classic episodes of Let's Bark About It Tampa Bay. And don't forget, we'll be back soon with fresh new episodes and a fabulous new studio space to share with you all. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for some great content coming your way. Hey, dog lovers, welcome to episode number 20 of Let's Bark About It Tampa Bay. Lori Elmer here with my co-host Nikki Knowlton. We're the owners and photographers of Urban Dog Studio, Tampa Bay's premier pet photographers. Today, we have a business spotlight for you. One of our goals is to introduce unconventional businesses that leave us saying, wait, that's a thing? And today, we've hit the jackpot of popular ideas. And I should probably apologize now for all the poop puns we'll be dropping in this episode. Today, we have Chris Carson with us on the show. She's the proud owner of Bye Bye Poo. Yep, you heard that right. Bye Bye Poo is a pet waste cleanup company that swoops in like a superhero to save homes and businesses from the dreaded landmines left behind by our furry friends. And I, for one, want another story, so let's get started.
Are you a dog owner who only wants the best for your furry family member? Looking for expert information on topics ranging from how to keep your dog safe and healthy to where to go for the best pup cups in Tampa Bay? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to your resource for news and information to help your dogs live their best life. And now, your hosts, pet photographers, owners of Urban Dog Studio, pet industry insiders, and doting dog moms, Lori Elmer and Nikki Knowlton. Are you ready? Sit, stay. Let's bark about it, Tampa Bay.
So picture this, you're out for a leisurely stroll when suddenly you find yourself playing a game of hopscotch with your dog's doo-doo. Not exactly the kind of hopscotch you had in mind, right? Well, fear not, because Chris and her fearless team are here to tackle the poopocalypse head on. In today's episode, we'll dive deep into the world of pet waste. We'll explore the origins of Bye Bye Poo, because let's be honest, who wakes up one day and says, hey, I think I want to make a business out of scooping poop?
Get ready to laugh, gasp, and maybe even rethink your career choices as we explore the dirty business of cleaning up after our furry friends. Let's roll up our sleeves and dive into this poop-tastic episode. Chris, thanks so much for joining us. Glad to have you here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Cool. So, Chris, your company is called Bye Bye Poo, which is kind of self-explanatory, but tell us about your aha moment that led you to start Bye Bye Poo. I mean, did you just wake up one day and say, ah, I think I'm going to go and scoop poop for a living? I mean, how did this all come about?
It was really interesting. I had a rescue pup that was a senior special needs dog, and he needed everything cleaned up. He took 22 pills a day. His name was Seamus, and he was my soul pup. And I was sitting on the back porch. I have back problems. And I was trying to figure out, I'm like, how can I not have the career I have anymore and do something else and have a stream of income coming in when I grow old? And all of a sudden, it just kind of came from nowhere. I said, I need to go out there and scoop some poop. But then it started raining. And I said, oh, my God, a light bulb went off. And I was like, I could scoop poop for a living. I can do this. And it just kind of came to me like that. And he was sitting on my lap and we were just sitting on the porch and listening to it rain and everything. So that's how that came about.
Oh my God. So you literally had a scooping poop epiphany sitting out on your deck. Yeah.
I did.
The lightning idea, right?
Yeah.
Oh. We're full of puns today. We're full of it.
Had you ever heard of that as a business before?
No. No, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm a genius.
Well,
and, I just ran with it. I came up with a name. I ran with it that moment. And I got on the computer, figured out how to start a business. It took me about 2 hours. to bring everything together. And I was going to do this. I was going to do it and I was going to retire. But for the meantime, I was just going to do it on Saturdays until I could see how it panned out.
Well, so I mean, I can't imagine it's everybody's dream job. Like, how did you kind of overcome people rolling their eyes at you
Oh my God.
or your own hesitation when, thinking about doing this?
I'll tell you what, I didn't have any hesitation personally, but when I was in an accounting at the housing authority, when I told my boss that, they laughed at me. They laughed at me the whole time. I gave notice and everything. And I didn't have a lot of support. There was one person that did support me, and her name was Lacey, and she went with me a couple places. She's very friendly and outgoing and everything, but she went with me to some events and stuff, trying to get the word out there. But other than that, I'm just headstrong. I didn't care what anyone said. I said, I'm going to do this. I'm just going
Wow.
to do
See,
it.
I was gonna say you jumped in feet
I jumped
first,
in. I did. Yes.
right into that pile of poop.
I did. And I had a baby, he's 38 now, but I mean, I clean diapers. I'm like, I'm already cleaning up poop, and I did that. What? It can't
What's
hurt
the
nothing. I
difference,
didn't.
right? You're already
Yeah,
taking
what's the
your own
difference?
dog's poop. Right. And
That's
that's the
right.
thing.
That's
All of
right.
us dog lovers, we're always out there cleaning up dog poop anyway. So,
Yeah, so
and you
good
get paid
deal.
for it? Yeah, I probably scoop it a lot more if I was getting money out of it every time I pick it up.
Right. That's how I was
Right.
seeing it. So, and I made a career out of it and stuck with it. And I had gotten injured, like I was saying before, and I started hiring people. I didn't have the money to hire anybody. It wasn't that far along, but I had to, or the business would go under. So I saw that pivotal moment and I took advantage of that and I hired somebody. And then it's been history.
So tell us who your clients are.
Our clients pretty much consist of, in our residential arena, elderly people that have medical issues. But then we also have a lot, we have 80% business owners who are busy working and they have us come in and take care of all of their needs so that they can do other things, But probably
So
about
these are
80% of our clients.
So those, so you're doing that at their home, or you're going to their place of work to do it? Okay, so you're doing that at their
We're
home
doing that
because
at their home.
they're professionals, they're working, the last thing they want to do with their free time is scoop poop. So
Exactly,
I got you.
exactly. Yeah. So we also have commercial locations, and we have about 12 commercial locations, HOAs, apartment communities, restaurants, kava, we have a kava bar, and yeah, we have quite a few of those, and we service their pet waste stations. Now we don't scoop the waste at their locations, but we do take care of the pet waste stations, empty the trash containers, refill it with bags, or even put new containers or stations in as well.
Okay. And I assume it's
Wow.
because they I mean, if it's a place of work, they have to have it picked up immediately. They don't have the luxury of waiting for the bi-weekly
Right.
cleanup or something. That makes sense. But yeah, they
Yeah,
all
yeah.
have, yeah, I mean, all of those pet-friendly locations, if they don't, they should have, bags available and a waste station
Right.
available. And,
So it's
I
like
think
they
the
don't have the
coast, the
staff to
green.
do that either. You know how hard it is to find staff today. They don't have the staff to do that,
Right, right.
So it makes it a lot easier for them all the way around.
Right. Go ahead, Nikki. You were going to ask.
Oh, I was just going to say the stations. Those are the like they're typically like a green post with the elevated trash can and the bag dispenser and the little sign that says, I don't
Yeah,
know what
clean
it
up after
says.
your pet. Sometimes it says leash your pet or clean up after your pet. But yes, we replace the bags in the bag dispenser and we empty that container, replace the bags so they can throw
Wow.
their little poop
I
bag
always
in there.
actually wondered. I wondered who did that at the apartment complexes where I've visited friends and they've got all these different stations. I was like, oh, I wonder who has to
Sometimes
empty that.
they usually use the maintenance staff, but really, like I was saying, it's getting harder to find employees, and the maintenance staff has other things that are higher on the chain of that need to be done, changing faucets or emergencies or whatever, and that's really falls at the bottom. So if you are at an apartment community and you see it all messy and looking like crap, it's probably the maintenance person. They need to hire somebody because the maintenance people are doing other things.
Right. And for those people who may be, for your residential clients or people who could be your residential clients, I mean, why, and I know, and I think a lot of our listeners probably know, but just explain why it is important that people actually pick up their pet waste. Like they might have a backyard that they don't spend a lot of time in, and so maybe they don't care. So why is it important for pet waste to get picked up?
Well, when it rains, the rain washes the bacteria into the ground and into our waterways, which causes I can't even think of what I want to pollution and it kills our marine life. But that is really important to get it off the ground, especially in Pinellas County, because we're surrounded by water. And if you've seen the latest reports, I think the New Barker even did a post about it recently about the fecal coliform on all the beaches. That's why, you know, the dog poops lay on the ground and people's not only on the beach, but in people's yards. And it's just washing down into there. Now, I think Fort DeSoto was okay, but all the rest of them were pretty much polluted.
They had an alert for the Apollo Beach, that side of the bay.
Actually makes people sick. If you get in that water, you're likely going to get sick.
Right. So, and, you know, it's usually that, you know, the ones that are usually the worst, at least at first, are the ones that are close to areas where we have stormwater runoff. Because our stormwater our stormwater drains into the bay. So
just go straight there.
It's not like it's going into the reclaimed water system. It's going into the bay. So that along with our fertilizers, all the animal waste is heading
and
that
then
way
that
too.
That causes
the blooms. So. Yeah.
Right. Well, the two work together to actually kickstart those algae blooms because they're all providing nutrients. They're all providing nutrients.
That's correct. That's correct. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's so important to get that off the ground because, I mean, we all love our manatees and our dolphins and the fish and all of that. We want to keep them alive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love any animal, but mammals, whatever. I just love that. And I hate to see anything die from something that we can prevent.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, Chris, when you first launched your business, how did you go about finding clients? Because I think a lot of people don't even realize that the type of service you offer exists. So it's a lot harder sometimes to get clients if they don't even understand what the service is.
Yeah. And when I first started it, it wasn't a really, I found out after about 6 months that it was actually already a business. Somebody had thought of it 30 years ago. Interestingly enough, I didn't know that. I didn't do that research. I just ran. So it was really hard, you know, I just started posting on Facebook and using Google My Business. To get the word out there, but it was still hard because people didn't know it existed. So why would they look for clean up my dog's
poop? They don't even know to search for it because they didn't know it was a thing.
Right. And I remember my one customer I had like for 8 months before I got another customer. It seems like so long ago. We've had 300 customers and that's residential. So, it was really hard. And then word of mouth after that, and people started moving into the area and from other locations like New Jersey, New York, that they have that sort of thing there that was very popular. So our business has seen some really big growth with all of the people moving down and everything. But it was basically just driving the car around and people seeing it like that. They would take my pictures. I was like a celebrity.
That's right. Nobody can see it because this is an audio podcast, but if you ever see a car running around that says Bye Bye Poo and has pictures of poo on it and dogs, that's Chris.
It's brilliant. It's really smart.
I know. It took a long time. It took a good, and then the pandemic hit after I retired.
We know
and
how
I was
that
like,
feels.
Oh my God. So I didn't have a customer, like one new customer for 6 months.
Right. Then everybody kind of had time to like just scoop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they weren't busy. Yeah. You know, Nikki and I, we had just launched Urban Dog Studio in middle to the end of 2019, and we kind of suffered some of the similar challenges. We had to kind of, I don't know, we had to regroup.
We had to pivot to
bring in clients at that time too. So we can imagine
what
that must have been like. Well, and I think the first time we ever met you, Chris, was probably 2019. I think it was at an event. It was a pet costume parade.
It was a Halloween parade.
So that was 2019. So that was just when you were getting started as well.
Yes. And we adopted Subi, and you all took a picture of my partner and Subi. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Limbo Chihuahuas. Yeah.
Yeah. I have pictures of us looking like drowned rats. It was our first ever event that we did as Urban Dog Studio. I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
That
that
was
might
our
have been our
first.
first. It was our first one, and
Our first event, yeah.
now we know why I really don't like doing booths because it
I
rains
don't
on
like
me.
It's either hot or it rains.
It's either hot or it rains,
Oh
and
my
I'm a
God.
whiner. And there we
You
go.
got some heat there right now. I'm in 68 degree weather, so in
Oh no, it's
Michigan.
warm.
Yeah, it's a little toasty here.
It's
It's
hot
not
there.
as bad as it is up in the Panhandle and northern Florida, because we're along the
Oh
coast,
no.
of course, but
Yeah.
it's still pretty
We're just
toasty out.
preheating.
Yeah, I check on
Yeah.
my people. I'm like, are you guys hydrating? I do that kind of thing,
Yeah.
with Ashley and everything. I don't interrupt her too much, but I
Right.
just want to make sure everybody's hydrated.
Yeah, because yeah, that's right. Because your team,
They're
they're outside.
outside.
I mean,
They're
they're driving
doing
from point A to point B. So
it.
tell us, like, what is the process when someone arrives at someone's home? Like, what do they do? What's the process? How do they ensure thorough and efficient cleanup? All
Okay.
of that. So tell us what that would look like. Someone shows up to
Okay,
your house.
so the tech would actually text you when they're on the way. So they would be at someone's house getting cleaning up all of their tools and their shoes and throwing everything away and getting it prepared. And then they would get in their car and they'd text the next person and say, "We're on our way." It's about less than 15 minutes away. And once they arrive, they would go in, open the gate, close the gate behind them because you don't want your dog, any dogs getting out. That would be a nightmare. And then they would walk a grid pattern. They would go back and forth and then double back
Double walk
around and
it.
go the other
Wow.
way. Yeah. And then they would if there's dogs out there, I tell them, play with the dogs, you can do what you want. Don't feel rushed or anything. And then they do all of that and then they just pack it up, double bag it, and place it in the garbage container or dumpster or whatever's
Okay.
locally there for them. And then they do the same thing over and over again. I'm sure there's more details, but I'm kind of making it short.
So I'll ask
Yeah.
some questions based on how you started your answer. So you said they clean up their shoes. So in between each client, they do something to clean their shoes, disinfect. What is
Yes,
that?
they use Effersan. It's
Okay.
a little pill form, and you stick it in a bottle, and it fizzes up and everything. But it kills all kinds of different bacteria, and they spray it on the bottom of their shoes and the tools, and they wipe their tools down because we don't want to be tracking anything from house to house and getting dogs sick or anything. So that's
I would have
important to
never
us,
thought of that. That's a
right?
very, yeah, now
Yeah,
that you
that's
mentioned
important
it,
to
I'm like,
us.
oh, that's super important.
Okay, and
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad to hear that you say they actually use their clients' waste receptacle, their trash cans, so they're not
Yeah.
actually having to take, because I'm thinking Florida hot
No.
car, poop bags in the
Ew.
car. That
I mean,
could be rough.
yeah, we typically do, I mean, replace it in the customer's garbage receptacle, but we can also deliver it to the waste facility there in St. Pete, where they actually burn the waste for energy. So the waste facility doesn't really like us to bring it there, so we just started putting in people's trash cans, and then it's delivered, and that makes it a lot better for everybody. But yeah,
Okay,
it gets
right.
stinky.
And so for your average client, are you there once a week, twice a week, or does it vary? What's the schedule look
Our
like?
average client, it depends on really how many dogs they have, but once a week's very typical for up to two dogs. And then when you get more than that, you're going to want at least 2 days a week. We can make 3 day a week visits, but most of our visits are probably 2 days a week.
Based on like big little dog type of.
Yeah, well, if someone has three dogs and they have a fourth of an acre, that's a lot of dogs in that small space, or even a small run. They really should have it cleaned 2 to 3 times a week. With three, four, five, six. We have seven dogs. Some people have seven dogs, because they, and they're in rescue and all that. Or we have one lady that owns a pet daycare. So yeah, it's better if they have 2 days a week minimum.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If I had seven dogs, I definitely would be hiring you. I wouldn't want to do
Yeah.
it. I don't want to deal with
Yeah.
it now. So,
Yeah.
do you
Well, I
have
have
any like
three.
fun, do you have any like fun stories that you can share? Like, I don't
Oh my
know.
God, I wish Ashley was on here. I can't think of any off the bat, but there was a video. They sent me videos, the text you or the pictures of dogs and stuff. And yesterday it was the cutest thing. We had a new client, and Lucky and Godiva were the two dogs. They're like bully
Oh.
mixes, one of them, and the other one was like, I don't know, the other one, a pincher type mix, but they're pretty fairly good sized dogs. And the dogs came running outside to greet her. You can tell that the parent just released them, and she's just like, hi. And the pity runs over and grabs this big old orange bucket, like a Home Depot bucket, And it's all chewed up and brings it to her like, throw this for me. And I was laughing because I was like, oh, here's your bucket.
It sounds like cute. You wanted to be an assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine playing fetch with a Home Depot bucket?
Wow. No. I was like, I think she wants you to throw it. Oh, but it was cute. And I got a lot of those little stories that come up like that. But I can't think of anything funny off the top of my head. I know there is, but not off the top of my head.
What has been your biggest challenge getting things
my
off the ground and running your business? Yeah.
Challenge. I mean, when you love something, I don't know that there are challenges really. I'm just really good at pivoting. So it's not, I don't feel stuck in anything. I guess a lot of people that get into business, they kind of feel stuck or whatever sometimes. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I adapt really quickly. Okay. I don't really hang around any thing like that for a long period of time. I'm trying to think of challenges. Oh, you know, I think a challenge would be I've had about 10 people that didn't pay their bill, and trying to collect from them has probably been a challenge. I don't enjoy that at all.
Right. You can just take the poop back and put it back
right
on the yard.
Right.
You could.
Yeah, so it's like, well, yeah. And I've heard people do that kind of stuff. I'm like, I would never do something like that. But yeah,
well, that
that's really
story.
A pain. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be very frustrating. I would probably require payment in advance, like 1 month in advance.
We do that. We do that too. But there are clients that, maybe get behind or whatever. We do a weekly payment schedule where you can pay the day of service, or we do a prepaid monthly, which is a little bit less money. And sometimes we'll get behind two payments, you know, because I'm busy doing other things and contacting them and they don't pay. And that's a problem when it gets down the road. But it's only, like I said, we've got 300 clients and only 10 clients. It's not really enough for me to worry about. It's just frustrating at that
That's
point
actually
in time.
A pretty good percentage, to be honest. Now that I'm thinking about it, when you think across business on services like that.
Right. So. Yeah. Everybody's really good about it. They know we're a small business and, you know, we have people out there that we have to pay and stuff. So generally speaking, it's not that bad.
Right. How many people do you currently have on your team?
I have, well, now Ashley is an owner. So her and then three employees.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're all women. They're all women. I don't know how we did that.
Right.
We have a woman owned and operated.
We're used to cleaning up.
I mean, we have a lot of people apply. We post ads on Indeed, but and Ashley does all the hiring. She's been doing that for over a year. But we ended up with all women and meticulous, wonderful people that love dogs. And I'm very fortunate and grateful for that.
So what do you look for when you're hiring somebody to do this type of a job?
Well, we look for somebody that has, first off, they can't have any criminal history or anything like that. And they have to have a good driving record. And they do have to have a job history. We don't typically hire somebody that's never had a job history. So there's some longevity there that's important. People, we want safe people in people's yards. You know, we want people that are trustworthy and that can pass a criminal background check. But those are important to us.
Right.
And we like them to be wholesome, because I want to run this wholesome business. I don't know. I want to be like bye-bye, boo, go hard type of thing. But I'm old fashioned, like I said. But that's the kind of things that we look for. It's very important. They have to love dogs. Have to. They can't be afraid of dogs. So.
And yeah, are the dogs normally in the yard when they get there, or hit or miss?
Well, sometimes. It depends on if they're not friendly. Typically, no. Once in a while, you do run into that. I've been cornered by three or four dogs myself before that weren't friendly, and they released them, even though we were texting all the people in the house. There were like five texts going out. I would still get the dogs released on me many times. I had to let that client go. But yeah, they corner you and it's kind of scary. So yeah, those typically aren't outside because they know that sorry about that. So they know that we don't allow that. We don't want anyone to get hurt.
Right.
So friendly dogs are sometimes outside, and it's really cute just to see the videos and like, oh, the cute little dog. There was like a little pug that was jumping up high enough to stick his head over this 6-foot privacy fence to look at Ashley. It's just kind of jumping up and down like a pogo stick. You get a lot of that too. Yeah,
Yeah, that sounds fun. That sounds
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of
But
fun.
I can definitely see how, I mean, even a dog that's friendly, if somebody that they're not sure they know comes into their yard, it might be a friendly dog, but also they're territorial, that could
It can
be
be.
a little bit tense if you don't know that dog and that dog
Yes.
doesn't already know you or whatever. So
Yeah, we like them to come out on their first visit and bring the dogs out if they're friendly and meet their tech. But the like
That's
I said, they're
smart.
dog loving people. They just walk into a yard like Ashley. It doesn't even matter if she's met them before. She can just walk into a yard and she's just that comfortable, no matter what.
She's a dog person. She's a
She's
dog
yeah,
person.
she loves the bully breeds. That's her favorite.
And they must they probably know it when they meet her
They do.
immediately.
Yes.
The dogs can
Yeah.
sense that. They can smell it on
Yeah.
you.
I think
So
so, yeah.
it's like Brandy, the trainer that we work with. I think dogs just know that mine
Right.
do. Mine look at me like, we're not gonna listen to you, but they look at Brandy like, oh, yes, ma'am. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Very cool. So, do you currently have any plans for expansion or adding additional services? Are there other services you offer that we haven't even talked about?
We do offer a deodorizing service that's a calibrated spray that kills parvo on hard surfaces, feline viruses, and such on like grass and all of that. We do offer that service along with the scoop service, which is really nice because it totally deodorizes a yard, but you don't have an after odor. It's so refreshing. I use it in my own house. But you'd have to look it up. It's wissywash.com and it's
Wishy
about
wash.
$200. Yeah, it's about $200 a unit. But yeah, so it goes onto the water hose and then it's calibrated through that system and you get a perfect spray each time. So we love that a lot. But no, we're not looking on at adding anything else. And I've been asked that before, like dog walking and that. No, we just want to scoop poop. That's all we want to
Yeah.
do. Make
Let
it
me
simple.
yeah. I want to circle back to the spray on its deodorizes. Yes, deodorizes, but it sanitizes
Amazing.
parvo. Is it more than one treatment
Yes.
or is it one treatment
No,
and
one
it's
treatment, but only on hard surfaces like
hard
concrete.
surfaces? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like concrete, not in dirt. I should say not in dirt,
Okay.
but it kills the feline virus and everything in the dirt and the grass and anywhere hard surfaces. But the parvo is a hard surface thing. So if you have a kennel, let's say a
Okay.
shelter or something with kennels, that would be perfect for that to kill all of that.
Okay. And I would think it would probably work on, a lot of places have the AstroTurf that's on a hard surface. So I would think it would probably be
Yes,
there
I
because
was
it works on
thinking,
AstroTurf.
I was like,
Yeah.
that's a miracle because once you have parvo in your yard, it's not
Yeah,
recommended
I
to
wish
have
it
any
worked
puppies or
on.
anything.
There is some products out there that works in dirt, but WYSIWYG, it needs to stay on the surface for a little bit, like 10 seconds or 20 seconds or something really short, and it will
Okay.
work, but that doesn't happen on
Wishy
dirt. So
wash.
WYSIWYG. Yep.
Wishy wash. Just if that's just as cute as bye bye poo.
Yeah.
All these cute names.
So once you got started, you said 6 months later you realized that there were other businesses doing what you do. Is there
Yeah.
anything that sets Bye Bye Poo apart, or are you different than them?
I think so. I think that we are really in today's age and everything, we are customer geared. Like kindness means everything to me. And I think a lot of business people lose that when they start doing really well. I want to treat people with kindness. I don't, want to sass them. That's sure, the customer's always right until they're not, but I just when I'm talking to someone that's screaming and yelling at me, which I've had happen, because for example, this one fellow called me up and there was poop in his yard and he was like, I don't know why you put the poop over here in this one corner and you didn't just throw it away. Well, come to find out, he calls me back and apologizes because the kid next door was throwing it over the fence into his
Oh.
yard. So yeah, so I lost track of where I was.
We were talking
Oh
about kindness and being kind to your clients.
yeah. Yeah, so he's yelling at me, and I'm not going to get upset. I'm just going to listen to him because people just really want to be heard. So I
True.
just listen and I tell him, well, I don't know, but I'll go ahead and look into it. And in that meantime, he saw the kid throwing it over the fence.
Right.
But yeah, I think that's where we're different. We're not going to be nasty about something. If someone sees something or if they're upset about something, we're going to make it work. It's important to us to make that work. And I think a lot of people lose that, especially in this business.
Yeah.
They lose that.
It's important to have relationships and
right.
Yes.
And so
well, it's amazing how many service businesses don't provide good service. And I mean, when yes. I say good customer service, not just, you're not right. just going out there to scoop poop. You're also going out there to, I mean, you're building relationships, whether it's yes. with the dogs yeah. and with the people and yeah, all of that.
Oh, I know you'd know about that because you're in that business too, where you're building relationships.
Oh, right.
How important
oh,
it is.
My gosh. Every dog yeah. that comes through our door that we photograph.
That's our best friend.
Well, we right. consider it, even though we don't get to take it home, it's our dog.
And, that's now my best friend. Like every single dog that comes in is now my best friend.
Right. right. And that dog's humans become part of our Urban Dog Studio family, yeah. whether they want to be or not. So,
right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and for us, I mean, I'm kind of in the same boat, you know, I kind of retired, but didn't. And, you know, to me, that's the best part of being in business is those relationships you have with your clients and the people that you get to meet. And if you're not having fun and enjoying that, then it's kind of like, what's the point?
Right. So, and we meet some, you know, famous people even, but we have a lady that's 93 years old and we visit her house 2 times a week. And she was like the first woman in radio broadcasting in the 70s.
Oh, wow.
And it's incredible to talk to people and learn their history, especially elderly people, because that's just something I've always liked to do. And just to hear their stories, she traveled to other countries. She was just a fascinating lady. And so, yeah, you're building these relationships with people that have great stories behind them. I'm always in awe
right.
when I start hearing the different things.
So, and I have one other question, and you don't have to answer it if you want to just direct people to contact you, because it might not be something you can just, it might not be an easy answer, but, what does it typically cost for someone to have someone come out and clean up the poop?
All right. Well, one dog starts, $12.92 per week, one day a week. So it's very reasonably priced. And then you move up a few dollars for two dogs, which is $15.92. So it's a very reasonable price thing for one day a week. And even for 2 days a week, you know, it's maybe $12 more. Added onto that. So yeah, you can contact us at byebyepoo.com, BYBYPOO.com to find out more.
And yeah. I mean,
wow. That is reasonable. I
that's
was expecting
a lot less. That's way less than I was thinking it was going to be. So
me too.
I'm like, okay, I need to start just having them come out.
I know. I'm like, you need to come to my house now.
Nikki, I know what I'm getting you for your birthday.
And we have gift cards.
You're getting a Bye Bye Poo gift certificate.
Yay!
Yeah,
I have to promise not to let my cat out.
Oh yeah.
I like that you made a point about shutting the gate.
Oh, it's so important.
That's important. Lori and I have both had to chase dogs because of landscape people.
Oh, right.
Pool person left the gate. I was always chasing my dog.
Well, and I had to stop even letting our landscape people come into my yard. They had to call me and I had to unlock the gate once I got here because, you know, it was just, I wasn't going to risk it again. And
right.
Yeah.
That's
it happened
scary,
once.
You know, and we do that we take a picture of the latched gate and we send it with our goodbye text. So
good.
You know that it's latched. It's a peace of mind. And that's our policy. And it's very important.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I would be brokenhearted if someone's dog got out and ran in the street. I would totally be devastated. Of course, they would be too, but I'm just saying that would not be good.
I had it happen where I actually was at home. I was working at home and the pool guy came in and did his pool stuff. And then a little bit later, I got a call from a vet office saying, hey, we have your dog. And I'm like, no, you don't. My dog's here. And I looked down like, oh. No, I don't have my dog. Like, where's my dog? And then you instantly go, it's a vet office that has called you for your dog. You're like, oh, my heart just sank. He was fine. They didn't have room for him. So he ended up down at the guard shack at a condo. I mean, he had a great adventure. But
wow. But thank goodness it was
that's
just an adventure.
I really like that you do that. And I think the landscaper should take a note from you.
I've heard a lot about landscapers lately. So yes, they should definitely be sending a text. I mean, it's all about peace of mind, right? You don't want people to be worried. And if your dog's your best friend, I take one with me everywhere I travel.
Yeah.
And I just love my dog so much. So I can't even imagine.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, Chris, this is awesome. I think your business is amazing. I think it's so cool how you just decided, I am going to clean up dog poop for a living.
I mean, I like the whitey aha moment. You know, yeah. you hear those stories that, you know, people have this fantastic business and they're really successful. And you're like, how'd you do that? And they're like, oh, I was walking down the street and it just hit me. Yeah. It's like, what?
Yeah. It's just like, whoa.
Well, and the crazy
thing is, it's like divine intervention.
Yeah. Well, not only that you had the idea, but then you just made it happen.
That you did it. Yeah.
Despite everybody who was probably rolling their eyes at you and thinking you were nuts and thinking of all of the things you could decide to do, this is what you're going to do. And you just like you ran with it and you created this incredible business and you're employing people and
I love that.
Yeah. And you're providing such a much needed service. So because, you know, there we have so many elderly people in our area and, you know, they might not
necessarily get out and be able to
they can't do it. So I mean it's a
I'm not even that old and some days I can't bend over. So
Right. Me too.
So I'm just gonna spell it slowly so everybody knows how to find you. It's bye bye poo, BYBYPOO. And you are, I think your email is, or your website is just byebyepoo.com, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And you can be found on Facebook. Bye bye poo. It's the same. Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah.
And we'll include all of that in the show notes. We'll have your phone number. So anybody that wants to get in touch with Chris, now that you realize how inexpensive it is to have someone else come and clean up your yard, you just hop on over to that site, give them a call, send them an email. Drop them a DM so you can get on their schedule to have this service provided for you. So
thank you so much.
thank you, Chris. Thanks so much for coming on and sharing
this. We appreciate it.
This great story. I love that we're able to introduce this unusual or different sort of business and occupation to the crowd that's listening. So thanks
Hopefully there's a crowd listening.
Hopefully.
Hi, Mom.
There will be.
All of our friends, anyway.
Our friends. Maybe my mom. I don't know. Probably not.
So I'm not going to share the exact number, but our listener list is growing for sure. Our episode listens and downloads are definitely climbing fast. So
they're not all just
friends or family. Yeah.
We were at an event and there was a gal that we didn't know that said, oh, are you Urban Dog? And we're like, what? You knew us? Oh, do you do this? Oh yeah. So yeah, we're getting there.
Very cool. Yeah. I love that.
Yep. So cool. Chris, once again, thanks for coming on the show. Enjoy your travels and we will stop by and see us when you're back in town.
I will do that. And thanks again for having me.
Thanks.
All right. Bye. Thank you so much.
Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
And that's a wrap on our eye-opening episode with Chris Carson, the mastermind behind Bye Bye Poo. We hope you've had as much fun as we did diving deep into the world of pet waste cleanup. Chris, if you're listening, thank you so much for shedding light on your unique business that's dedicated to keeping our homes and businesses free from doggy landmines. Bye Bye Poo truly proves that every dirty job has its heroes, and you and your team are nothing short of superstars in the world of poop patrol. And to all the pet owners out there, take Chris's advice to heart. Responsible pet waste management is more than just a courtesy. It's an essential step toward a cleaner and healthier environment. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to Bye Bye Poo. And while you're there, be sure to follow us and drop us a note to let us know how we're doing. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Let's Bark About It Tampa Bay. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to leave a review. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on our upcoming episodes. Be sure to visit our website at www.urbandogstudio.com for show notes and links to resources discussed in this episode. Thanks for being a part of this dog-loving community. Now go give your dog a cookie, a belly rub, and say hi from us.